The Austrian Cultural Forum in Prague has a new exhibition showcasing the work of Viennese-born photographer Gerti Deutsch. She grew up in Vienna and also resided in Paris and Salzburg. But it was in London that she began to be taken more seriously as a female professional. She began working as a freelance photojournalist for the then newly founded Picture Post. The exhibition shows an outline of her work from 1935 to 1965, as well as a number of earlier prints. Lorna Stevens spoke to Gerti Deutsch's daughter, Amanda Hopkinson, to find out about her mother's connection to the Czech lands. Gerti's parents were born in Olomouc and Český Těšín.
When her parents were born in the 1870s and 80s, of course, there wasn't a Czechoslovakia or a Czech Republic. It was all the Austro-Hungarian Empire, and all the Jewish communities spoke German to one another. And so Czech had a status probably somewhere between German and Yiddish. I mean, it was a poor second language. And so my mother was taught music by the mother of a famous art historian, Ernst Gombrich, who was Czech, Leonie Hock. And she certainly heard and understood and spoken a certain amount of Czech, but the posh language, and it was a very bourgeois family, was Hauptdeutsch, was High German, and that's what she always spoke at home, apart from with her French governess, where she was bilingual in French.
And do you think, therefore, it was important for her to take the photos of the Schwake with the Austrian players in London? Did she ask to do that? Was it given to her? Or was that maybe just a coincidence?
No, I don't think it was a coincidence. I think she almost certainly wanted to do it. And also, I mean, when I first came to Prague, the first word I learned was divadlo, because every other place seemed to be a theatre. So, you know, there is an obvious connection. So I think it was personal to her, and I'm almost sure she would have suggested it. Some of the other stories she did, particularly to do with nursery schools and child development and so on, were the standard stories that Picture Post began to give women, because children were seen as the soft stories. And it was obviously a real shock to her to go back to her home city in 47, 48 and see what had become of it and do really a hard news story on that. That was difficult.
Do you mind telling me again the story with the knife, the paper opener from Olomouc?
Oh, right. Well, just recently, in excavating all these boxes from the garage over the last couple of years, I found a paper knife, which I couldn't bring with me. I suddenly realized on my way to the EasyJet flight passing through London that if I put it in my hand luggage, they would take it off me because it has a sharp silver point. So I didn't want to lose it. But on it, it says, E, Haas und Zona. So my great-grandfather's name and his sons were obviously in business together, Malzfabriken, which are malt houses, and Hanna, which is a suburb of Olomouc, and then Olomouc. And I went there with Professor Mahacek, who is the professor I work with through an Erasmus teaching exchange at Olomouc University, the Palatsky, and he'd already checked it out for me, and he found there was half a malt house still left belonging to the family. But because it says Malzfabriken, there was obviously a chain of factories. So I don't know where the other ones were, but this was clearly the headquarters, and it was situated by a train station called Nova Ulice, or then was called Neugasse. So it was just the end of the train line, and they must have exported this stuff. And what I'm still not sure of, I get contrary messages from different people, is whether the malt processing was used for a brewery, or it may have been for use in conditorei and pastries and baking and so on. So, and there is still now in Austria a Haas bakery that makes baking powder and, you know, vanilla sugar and all these kinds of products for cookery. So I will research that further. That's the connection.
And that was Amanda Hopkinson talking to Lorna Stephen about her family's history and her mom, the photojournalist Gerti Deutsch. And that exhibition continues until April 30th. You can find more information, of course, online at the Austrian Cultural Forum's website.